Philo. It's an uncommon name. But then, Philo was an uncommon boy. He was born in northern Utah in 1906. His home had neither plumbing nor electricity. When he was 12 years old, his family moved to Rigby, a small farming town in southeastern Idaho. Little did anyone know, including Philo, how much his work on the family farm would change the world forever. Philo's new home had electricity. It had a Delco generator that fascinated him. With his curious mind and love of science, he learned to adapt and repair this new contraption. He also filled his days by reading any magazine that included popular science or science fiction. This further fueled his imagination to future possibilities and undiscovered technologies. He started small, taking things apart to see how they worked. He idolized inventors like Thomas Edison and Alexander Graham Bell. He even learned to play the violin so he could be like Albert Einstein. With his early tinkering, he attached a motor to the family's hand-cranked washing machine and created a new electrical appliance. He also won a magazine contest for creating an ignition lock, making it hard to steal those new Model T automobiles. His curious and inventive mind never stopped working. He became increasingly interested on the theoretical possibilities of transmitting images from one place to another. His greatest inspiration came from perhaps the most mundane thing this now 14-year-old did on the farm: plowing. One day, Philo went out to the family's large field. Hooking up the horses to the plow, he began the tedious task of plowing straight lines from one end of the field to the other. Back and forth he went. Back and forth he continued. But Philo's mind wasn't fixed on preparing the field for planting potatoes. Now remember, his mind was not that of a typical 14-year-old. He began thinking, what if I could capture light, transmit it as electrons going back and forth, moving so quickly that the eye would view it not as a series of lines, but as a complete picture? The idea was genius. And yes, Philo's mind wasn't that of a typical 14-year-old. Fortunately, Philo had a science teacher in high school who recognized the brilliance of his student. He encouraged him. He challenged him. He validated him. They talked for hours about the possibilities. Philo drew diagrams on the blackboard explaining how a vacuum tube could scan and transmit images electronically by shooting a beam of electrons line by line into a light-sensitive screen 20 times a second. He called his device an image dissector, and it changed everything. On September 7, 1927, Philo's image dissector camera tube transmitted the first image from one room of his lab to another. The image? A straight line. The lab was hushed with awe. Philo broke the silence by saying, "There you are, electronic television." Philo continued working on improving his invention. He found investors. His backers told him that a straight line wasn't marketable, and they wanted to know when they would see dollars from his invention. He invited them back a short time later and transmitted to his investors a dollar sign. Later that year, Philo transmitted the first live human images with his system. A 3.5-inch image of his wife, Pam, with her eyes closed. By this time, Philo had a lab in San Francisco to continue his work. Engineers were seen coming and going at all times of the day and night, often carrying strange-looking parts and unusual packages. The curtains of the lab were also closed so that lighting could be maximized. One day, two policemen were sent to the laboratory because of the suspicious activity. His wife, Pam, assured the officers that they were conducting legitimate research, and not making illegal whiskey. By 1936, Philo's invention had begun to catch the interest of the country. The magazine Collier's Weekly had high praise. One of those amazing facts of modern life that just doesn't seem possible, namely, electronically scanned television that seems destined to reach your home next year, was largely given to the world by a 19-year-old boy, who today, barely 30 years old, is setting the specialized world of science on its ears. Shortly after that, Franklin Roosevelt became the first president to be televised. By the late 1930s, there were only a few hundred televisions in America. Today, television has come a long way since Philo's first transmission in 1927 of a straight line. That first picture was displayed at about 20 images per second. Today's TVs can refresh at 120 images per second. Philo's initial broadcast had an image of about 8,000 pixels. By comparison, today's broadcast images can have as many as 8.3 million pixels, more than 1,000 times the resolution of that original image of a straight line. Not only has the technology exploded, but the television has become a staple in nearly every home in America. Like all of us, Philo Farnsworth had his challenges. He had success, and he experienced failure. But he kept pushing forward with new ideas and new inventions. Some of his over 300 patents included his electronic research and development that contributed to the expansion of radar, infrared night vision devices, the electron microscope, the baby incubator, and the astronomical telescope. In 1999, Time magazine included Philo in the Time 100, the most important people of the 20th century. On July 21st, 1969, Philo Farnsworth sat in his living room with his wife, Pam. On the television in front of them came a live image. The image made up of quickly transmitted lines, row by row, just like the idea he had from the furrows in his potato field in the 1920s. On that day, Philo and Pam, along with over one-third of the world's entire population, watched as Neil Armstrong stepped out of Apollo 11's lunar lander and stepped onto the surface of the moon.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At that moment, Philo looked over to his wife and said, "Pim, this has made it all worthwhile." Dream big and pass it on. From PassItOn.com. If you enjoyed this bite-sized podcast, please subscribe and pass it on. PassItOn.com, the podcast, is available on your favorite platform.